Hello, and welcome to Read It With Whiskey, the place to be if you are a sci-fi or fantasy reader. My name is Laura, and I am your host. I am a reader, writer, and whiskey drinker, here to share with you the person behind the page, the author. And today's featured author is Wendy McIver. She is the author of Relic and Ruin. Wendy is an Australian author born and raised in Queensland. Wendy began her writing journey at age 14, posting stories on Wattpad that have now accumulated over 5 million reads worldwide. And this is the book that we are going to be talking about today. You guys, let's talk about it. The Banshee and the Wraith, they have the power to save the world or destroy it. For thousands of years, the Necromancers and the Reapers have been at war. Nyx, born a necromancer but raised as a reaper, works alongside her family to dispose of necromantic creations that threaten humankind. Erebus, a dead supernatural soul, has powers similar to Nyx, but an encounter with Nyx reveals a life-changing secret. The two are actually the Relics, the most powerful beings in the world. Together, they are capable of taking down the greatest evils known. Nyx and Erebus embark on a quest to find their power, battling their fears and their growing feelings for each other as they seek to defeat the necromancer warlord, Bellum. Bellum has other plans. He needs the relics to do his bidding and raise his father, the original necromancer, Nico, from the dead. With his father by his side, Bellum would be powerful enough to destroy the Reapers and rule the world, all the worlds. This story was so far outside of my wheelhouse. I never read real dark fantasy books, and I'm so glad I ran into Wendy because this was such a fun read, and I think my favorite part were the little nuggets at the beginning of every chapter. So let's dive into the interview so you can learn about this little secret. Hello and welcome to Read It With Whiskey. Wendy, I am so excited to have you on the show. How's your day going so far?
So good. It's like almost 10 o'clock at night here. It's been a big day, but I'm very excited.
Yes, I know when I was trying to book out, whenever I'm trying to book out authors in different countries, it's a little bit of a struggle. So it's 7 a.m. for me, 10 p.m. for you. But that's okay because we're here and we're chatting and our listeners are going to love our conversation because we are going to be talking about your book, Relic and Ruin. I absolutely adored this book. I flew through it. I think I read it in like a day and a half maybe. It definitely piqued my interest. And it's not a book that I would usually gravitate towards. So that's one of the reasons why I absolutely loved it. But before we dive into the book, I would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your writing career.
So I started writing when I was about 14 with Wattpad. I was that age when I started writing Relic and Ruin on the platform. I think by the time I was maybe 15, it had become sort of one of the biggest stories on there. And by the time I finished it, when I was 17, all throughout school and uni and everything like that, it sort of got a little bit famous on there. And when I was 19, I got the offer to publish with Wattpad. And since COVID and everything, that we had a little bit of a delay, but
Yeah, that's so exciting. And you're actually the first author from Wattpad that is on the show. And so just in case some listeners don't really know what that platform is about, can you kind of tell us what Wattpad is and how you are on that platform as an author?
So Wattpad is basically anyone can join for free, anywhere in the world. And you can upload any kind of story that you want. You can do poetry, short stories, fantasy, fan fiction. And yeah, you can just upload it. Viewers can come along and read it. You update chapter by chapter and it sort of works on like a like system. Same with Facebook or YouTube or anything, I guess.
Yeah. And it's kind of like an episodic, kind of how the Kindle Vella is now. That's the original episodic platform that authors could go into. So it's so cool that you started out and you started out so young, which is amazing, and then built up this story. Let's dive into this story. So what is Relic and Ruin all about?
So Relic and Ruin follows my two main characters, Nyx and Erebus. The story starts with Nyx. She is a necromancer born into a world where necromancers and reapers are at war. She happens upon Erebus one night and she can't figure out what he is or where he's from. And they sort of kind of get sucked into this big whirlwind of like prophecies and other worlds and things like that. And they find out they are basically fated and being hunted by a warlord in another world. He's coming to find them. So they have to work together and work with a group of strangers to basically try save themselves and save everyone else.
Oh, so exciting. And that that excitement with trying to stay alive, but then also some people are already dead, but you can die more than once. That whole concept was really fun to read. But let's dive in a little bit more to that world, the world building that you had to do. So there's obviously some of the world is very realistic to us and we could like relate to it, but then there's magic and then necromancers, reapers. So how did you come up with what your world would look like essentially?
To be honest, it was kind of just a mess to begin with. Like I knew that I wanted something different and I've just been so heavily influenced with like different mythologies and legends and stories all throughout my childhood and everything. And I just wanted to try fit all of that into this idea. So it was kind of a bit messy to begin with until I sort of got my story laid out. I knew I definitely wanted something different, which I think is where the necromancers and the reapers came in, because like we've seen like werewolves and vampires and fairies and stuff 100 times and I love all that, but I kind of just wanted something different, but just wanted basically readers to not know what was going to happen next, where all the ideas were coming from. And I think just all of that chaos, I just wanted to try fit it in there somewhere.
Put it all in there. I love it. So, I mean, you talked a little bit about it, but what was that initial inspiration besides just all of these ideas and putting them together? What motivated you to write this book back when you were a young teenager?
That it kind of makes it hard to remember because I didn't think it would honestly really go anywhere. So I didn't take the time to sit down and think of like, where am I? Like, why am I doing this or anything? And now when people ask, I'm like, oh, I do. I've always loved like the kind of, you know, like death magic and stories and stuff like that and like the spooky and the scary. And yeah, I knew I definitely wanted that to be a strong theme in the book. And yeah, like ghost stories, just all that kind of stuff.
Just ran with it.
Yeah.
So something I really enjoyed about this book was that every single chapter, there is a headline of a fear. And so we have hemophobia, fear of blood, wiccaphobia, fear of witchcraft, and the list goes on and on. Also, there's a list in the back of the book, which is just great. It was very easy for me to go back and look at all of the different phobias. So was that something that you originally had on Wattpad or was that added in later on?
That was originally on Wattpad. And I think on the Wattpad version, I had over, I think, 150 chapters just because it was written so in just like little episodes. And some days, like I'd get home from school and I could only write a couple hundred words and I'd just publish it. So I had, probably close to 200 phobias written at the beginning of all these chapters. And then when we published, they were like, okay, we don't need that many. You can condense some of these down into just one chapter. So I had to go through and pick out my favorites and stuff like that. But yeah, like even from the beginning, like everyone has loved that kind of aspect of the book. Everyone, they really love that. So I definitely wanted to continue with it.
Awesome. I didn't know there were so many before. How did you narrow it down? I bet that was so difficult.
Yeah. I think I just, for a lot of them, I loved the weird random ones that people would have never heard of before. So yeah, definitely.
Very cool. I didn't know there were so many chapters originally. So are all of those chapters from Wattpad in this one book or did you have to split it? Is there going to be more books in this series?
So it's been designed, obviously, open, so it can continue on in the future, but it was originally, I wrote it to just be a standalone.
Okay.
And so when it was on Wattpad, I think we had about maybe 700 pages.
Wow.
All up. But being a young writer, like a lot of that was condensed just because I would babble for no reason.
Right.
So we basically went through and just rewrote everything, made it a lot cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it's the exact same story, just all the necessary bits.
Okay. Is there anything that you cut out that you wish you had left in? I always love asking people this.
Not really. I feel like I added a lot, like more scenes. Like I tried to develop my characters a bit more than I could when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we sort of cut down on the excessive words and stuff, I feel like I added a lot more development between the characters than what was originally there. So yeah, there's nothing I really wish was there. I feel like it's definitely a better product now.
Well, yeah, I bet. I mean, when you're 14, even if you're a great writer, when you grow up, your writing is going to improve. So
yeah,
I know my first works will not see the light of day. All right, let's dive into characters a little bit. So we have necromancers and reapers. So can you tell our listeners essentially what those groups of people are within your story?
Okay, so my necromancers are like a race of magical beings that can raise the dead. They can raise dead animals, dead people, anything that's past, they have the power to bring back. They can't bring anyone back fully, so they're basically brought back as a zombie and can be controlled by the necromancer. My reapers, on the other hand, are sworn enemies of the necromancers, and their job is to basically destroy the creations and the makers, i.e. the necromancers. Because, yeah, historically, necromancers have been evil. And, yeah, so that's where the war kind of comes in.
Yes, and it's interesting because our main character, Nyx, she's in a family. So the Leahys, this is a necromancer family who are actually reapers. So kind of go into that and how that idea kind of spurred the story, I suppose.
Well, I felt like my main character had to have some kind of struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why, but I felt like it just added to her character. And I feel like for some reason at the time, that just seemed like the best option. So she was in this environment all the time where she's constantly under pressure, constantly having to be suppressed and stuff like that. And I felt like that would really open up for her character to develop later on when she's allowed to be free and be who she mm-hmm. is and stuff like that. So I definitely felt like for her, there needed to be some kind of struggle and she needed to be tough.
And she is. I love her character. Nyx is great. And then we have Erebus, and he is a reaper. Can you tell us a little bit about him without giving any spoilers?
So Erebus is a hunter. He actually meets Nyx on a job that he's been assigned, and he's not aware that she's been assigned the same one as well. As the readers will know, Erebus doesn't know a whole lot about who he is and where he comes from, but he does. He has people that he lives with and he works with that are reapers as well, and they kind of, I guess, help him become part of the community, I guess, of the reapers and everything without giving too much away.
Mm-hmm. Spoilers is so difficult because I want to like dive into everything, but then I'm like, no, they have to read the book. So who is your ultimate favorite character in the story, or maybe who is your favorite to write?
My favorite to write was definitely Erebus, because at the beginning he was already, I gave him like a full character and he was his own person. But throughout the story, I really loved giving him his story all the way through and just putting all of his little puzzle pieces together. And yeah, I think he's a good friend, and I love the way he interacts with all my other characters and like his family and everything like that. Like he was just he felt very easy to write for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really liked him, and then like Damien and Mason, all of those guys. I liked their camaraderie and their friendship and how that builds and all the other stuff that happens in the book that we're not going to talk about. So. Oh, I love it. Okay, so who is this book for? Like if you had to pick a reader, what type of reader should pick up this book?
I think any young reader, I guess, that's kind of looking for something a little bit different and a little bit out of the norm. Yeah, if you're kind of like me, like I was at that age, a little bit over reading just the same kind of themes and stories and creatures and stuff, you just want all kinds of things chucked at you, definitely check it out.
And also a little bit more of a dark book, a little bit darker, scarier. And I always like when I find books that are young adult that are scary, because you can't find many out there. And so obviously you were young adult when you were writing it. And so that definitely influenced. But yeah, I think that was one of my favorite things, is that it's geared towards the younger people, but it's also scary and very adult, which yeah. I think a lot of those readers in that age group are looking for, because they don't want it to be like all rainbows and butterflies. They want some dark stuff happening. So here it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what emotions will your readers go through while they're reading it? Will they laugh? Will they cry, smile, get uncomfortable, be challenged? What should they expect?
I think there'll definitely be some crying and some outrage at some of the things that I put those characters through. Even like from the comments on Wattpad to even the reviews I get now as a published book, like I have like people in caps like telling me off for the things that those characters have had to do. But along the way, like I hope that there's some laughs, and I hope that I've made my characters a little bit witty and a little bit funny sometimes. So I think there'll definitely be some laughs, and yeah, and I hope that they'll just trying to build the world and put it on paper as it is in my head has worked. So I hope there's a little bit of like awe, I guess,
yeah,
interest in this little, yeah.
I mean, I went through all those emotions, so I think they will too. All right. So as writers, we all start as readers. So I'd like to learn a little bit more about your reading habits. So what is your favorite genre to read?
My favorite genre is, and basically the only genre I read is strictly fantasy.
All right. So do you read like this type of dark fantasy, or do you read like the Dragons and Kingdoms kind of fantasy, or just all fantasy?
No, probably more this kind of fantasy. High fantasy, I kind of struggle to get into. Like if I have to read the name like 17 times to try and understand how to say it, it turns me off. So yeah. Characters with like big high fantasy names, I just can't do. So, yeah, I kind of, like growing up, I loved reading, like, The Mortal Instruments. Mm-hmm. I love all of, like, Lainey Taylor's work and stuff like that. So that kind of genre, not too far-fetched, but, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That. Definitely the fantasy vibe, yeah. So what was the most recent book you read?
At the moment, I've actually just started The Cruel Prince by Holly Black.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's on my TBR.
Yeah.
And how many books did you read last year? Do you remember?
I think I reread more books than I actually read new. So maybe 5 or 6, not that many.
Okay.
Not that many.
But you like to reread books. Interesting. What do you like about rereading books? Because I can't reread books. I don't know what it is.
I never thought I would be able to as well, but all of these books, like, I'm 23 and I still say like my favorite book is this and this, but then I realize I haven't read them in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gone back to all those books that I read as like an early teen and yeah, looked at it with fresh eyes again. It's like I'm kind of reading it for the first time again.
I like reading new books. My TBR is so big. All right. So we already mentioned this is a Wattpad book. I would like to know about any of the other books that you have. Do you have any other ones on Wattpad or coming out as regular published books soon? Tell us about it.
On Wattpad, I also have a short story called Army. It's only about 12 pages long. It's basically about a star who falls in love with a human girl. And in his way of trying to show his love for her, accidentally destroys the world. So it's not a happy story, but again, I got lots of comments in caps at the end of it. And then the work I'm currently working on at the moment is called Ladies of Lavender. That's been on Wattpad, I think, since I was about 18 I started. And then when we were going through the editing process of Relic and Ruin, because that took about 3 years, I just put all writing on hold to do that. So I've just picked that back up now. I've been writing that since last year. And yeah, for the time being, I've sort of halted updates on Wattpad just until I get it sorted in my head. Because yeah, again, I've picked up a story that I started writing when I was a teenager and just had to change a lot of things over.
Is that story something that you do want to get published and outside of Wattpad eventually, either with Wattpad publishers or self-publishing? Okay, cool.
Yes, definitely.
And how about any other projects? Any projects that you think you want to start or do outside of Wattpad? Or are you sticking with them? It sounds like, I mean, it's working for you, so you might as well keep with it, right?
Yeah. Well, once I have a finished manuscript for Ladies of Lavender, I'll probably end up putting it back on the site and just see where it goes from there.
Cool, cool. I love it. All right. Well, this has been a really fun conversation. I love talking to authors about their books. This is why we're here. But it's Read It With Whiskey, and it wouldn't be Read It With Whiskey without talking a little bit about whiskey. So, Wendy, what is your favorite whiskey to drink?
I will admit I'm not an avid whiskey drinker, but I have recently actually tried one called Sheepdog.
Okay.
It is a peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, yum.
And it's amazing. Amazing.
I love it. That's the flavor I always tell people if they're getting into whiskey at the very start. Like, don't start with a hard bourbon whiskey. Go with like a nice flavored peanut butter whiskey or a vanilla whiskey. Just ease your way in. Or a honey whiskey. That one's always really good too.
Yeah.
Very cool. I'll have to look that one up. All right. So where can people find you and your books and follow along with your journey?
So people can find my books on Amazon, any of your major bookstores in America. You can find me on Instagram at Wendy Mack, and that's it. That's all I've got.
I love it. I mean, that's all they need, as long as they can find you somewhere. All right. Well, this has been so much fun, Wendy. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
Speaking with Wendy was such a treat. I loved learning about more of the behind the scenes that went into Wattpad, all of the different chapters that she created. It's like we talked about in the episode, it's like Amazon Kindle Vella. But before that, like, how did I not know, or how had I not explored Wattpad as an author and as a reader? I still am trying to figure out how I missed it. I don't even know, but it was so much fun learning about that and the entire experience that she went through. And I'm really excited to see these other stories flourish and come out as published works. So stay tuned with Wendy. All of her information is in the episode description with this episode. Next up on Read It With Whiskey, we have A.E. Kincaid. She is the author of The Demon, The Hero, and The City of Seven. I love a nice long book title. They're not very frequent out there, except for like ACOTAR, that's really long, but they hyphen it, right? They shorten it. But this book, in my head, I've just been calling it The Demon because that is what character is my favorite within this story. So let's tune in next week and talk with A.E. Kincaid. I'll talk to you then. You've been listening to an episode of Read It With Whiskey. I'm your host, Laura Gentinen, and I want to personally say thank you so much for listening. Your support of the podcast means so much to me, and I would love to get to know you. Hop on over to Instagram and follow us at Read It With Whiskey. Please chime in on this episode's post, share it on your social media and with your friends, and come back next time to hear more from self-published authors. I'll talk to you soon.